We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Donald Trump wasn't arrested again yesterday, but today's another day, and unlike yesterday, the grand jury that could bring charges against him will apparently be meeting today, as Glenn Schuck reports live from Trump Tower this morning. Glenn?
Yes, we are back here this morning, Lee. Good morning. No reason was given as to why the grand jury ended up not being convened yesterday, but as you mentioned, we're told if the panel doesn't come up with some type of a decision today, it's 23 men and women on this grand jury, then they would have to wait until next week to possibly move this forward. Very few demonstrators really for or against Mr. Trump, either here at Trump Tower or by the courthouse. Just a lot of media, a lot of police, but there are a few people around. Susan is a Trump supporter.
Look, he's not perfect. Are any of us perfect? But he loves our country, and they put him through so much, and he's still going to do it again, and we're going to win.
So as we expect this grand jury again to get back at it today, the NYPD continuing their very high-profile presence all around the city. They're monitoring social media for potential protests. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here at Trump Tower.
Cops are looking for the candy man, the one who was selling candy aboard a D train near Yankee Stadium when he punched out an 18-year-old who refused to get out of his way. This happened last Sunday as the train was pulling into the River Avenue East 161st Street station. The candy man got off there. We've got a picture of him up at 1010winds.com. If he looks like anyone you know, the NYPD would be delighted to hear from you. Governor Hochul says crime is down in New York, but it's also up, depending on which category you're looking at. She's trying to get her fellow Democrats to make some changes to bail reform, but so far, they're not buying what she's selling.
On shootings, the numbers from 2021 to 2022 look promising.
Down 17% in New York City, 15% in the rest of the upstate cities.
But Governor Hochul is quick to point out other crimes like grand larceny and burglary are up.
When we look at index crimes, which measures serious crimes, but are not just shootings and murders, it's other serious crimes, that's actually up 21%.
The problem, she says, is a relatively small group of offenders she wants to target with her proposed bail changes to give judges more flexibility.
Removing the least restrictive standards for the serious crimes and repeat offenses that the legislature has already deemed eligible for bail.
Lawmakers so far are not on board. Both the Senate and Assembly nixed the proposal from their budget plans. All sides have to come to an agreement by April 1st. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FBI showed up at a 31st floor apartment in Midtown yesterday to serve an arrest warrant, but the target of the warrant, Ian Mitchell, decided he'd rather jump out the window than come along peaceably. He broke out a window and made his way to the ledge, looking down as onlookers looked up. But NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says that the emergency services unit was eventually able to get him off the ledge.
When somebody was so distraught and so upset about something he may be facing and contemplating taking his own life, ESU made a decision that he would not die today, and they stuck to that decision and they kept their word.
After about 8 hours, an ESU officer scaled down from the floor above and got inside the apartment through the busted window at the City Spire building at 56th and 7th. Ian was taken to Bellevue. The FBI wanted him on financial fraud charges. Yankee fans who like to dine at the stadium will have some exciting new menu options this season, if they can afford them.
Hold on, a tray of Bronx burritos just went by.
We have the burritos this year, mixing it up for our Latin fans. We have Sumo Dog, which is like an Asian-inspired hot dog and loaded tater tots.
That's senior executive chef Matt Gibson describing the latest culinary delights for Yankee fans here at the stadium. And there are the popular standbys. Mark Lobel says the steak sandwich is back, but there's more.
The 99 burger, and that's going to be American Wagyu burger. The flavor is just off the chart.
And only 99 will be cooked each game. But don't fret, Lobel's will have 8 locations around the stadium, so you don't have to wait 3 innings online. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Yankee Stadium.
The proposed city budget would cut back some spending on youth programs, and City Councilwoman Althea Stevens, who chairs the Council Committee on Youth Services, is predictably not on board with that. She says, if anything, there should be more spending on these programs.
We need to make sure that we're talking about homeless runaway youth beds, increasing those beds, making sure that we have fair contracts, making sure that there's COLA baked in the budget for nonprofit providers, and just making sure that, you know, there's equity among programs.
COLA being a cost of living adjustment, not COLA. The City Department of Youth and Community Development says it expects no impact on the services it funds despite the cutbacks, and that beds would be available for any homeless or runaway young person who needs one.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.